Moncoreo.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. A new way of radio and the beginning of a new talent. MoncoRadio.com, where music and minds meet.
Complete free damage! Completely damaged!
Welcome everyone to Damage Radio, heard here live on MoncoRadio.com, where music and minds meet. You know me, I'm RC, alongside Matt, the ultimate Kiss fan porter, Arthur the Bullet Littman, and we got a very special guest in the house. It's been a little while, but she's back, she's ready, and she's on fire today. Angela Everwood.
Good
we
morning.
Got Vinny in the background. We got
Good
Ernie.
Morning.
You guys might remember them from Kicking Down Doors, which hopefully will be live in studio in the near future doing their stuff. And we got Kenny Bryant in the house. Guys, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thanks for having us.
So Ange, since the last time we spoke, what you been up to?
Just trying to work on scratch demos for the next album. Just trying to chart it out, just lay it down acoustic, and then build it up from there.
Okay.
Because it was already written, you know, before Baby Jessa and everything. So.
Nice.
And she's been keeping us busy.
Nice. Now, if you forget what Angela Everwood music sounds like, we have a sneak peek of a song, an acoustic song, right?
Yeah. This is the acoustic version of Leanne. It's just like a rough demo. But
all right. Live here on Monka Radio, where music and minds meet.
Last July, she looked me in the eye and said, "Hi, my name's Leanne." Gave her a beer, a cigarette, and a hug. My spot on the front step. Leanne stole my man. I don't wanna hate him or her. She was so sweet back then. Start all over again. She said, "I heard a lot about you, so much better than his ex. You've got nothing to worry about, girl, 'cause of you he thinks the best.
Leanne better watch her back. That's all I gotta say, man. Angela Everwood's in the building. Angela, Leanne, acoustic version, man.
You like it?
I like it. I like it a lot.
Thank you.
Who was in the background playing and all?
So that was, remember last time I came here, Mark Nessman played with us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he did the guitar and the backing vocals.
Okay.
So
that's awesome. Now, talk to us about the importance of finding the right team, support, you know, merch team and all that, you know, in this music business, because this music business is ruthless.
Yes.
Finding the right team that, you know, is supportive of you and, you know, looking out for you in the best interest. Talk about that.
It's really hard to find people that you can trust. And I've learned that unless it's through like a major label, I will never have a manager again. it's just not the way to go, especially I had a pattern of managers also being a boyfriend, which never works out.
No.
Yeah. That's how the movie starts.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know. So, I mean, I just think the best thing to do is like to focus on your craft by yourself and then surround yourself with people that have the same interests, but also your best interest at heart, mm-hmm. that you know really, really well, that can separate business from a friendship.
Okay.
I think that's the key.
Now, the manager thing didn't work out. Is it because they're changing you, trying to make you someone
yeah.
different?
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that.
You know, like with the first album that we did down in Nashville, your voice is not heard when you're working with people that want to pitch you songs and that want you to have a certain image that they think will, you know, accentuate your material and make it better because you want a whole product. You know, you want to look at that artist with a certain look, with a certain sound, and they kind of depict, you know, they pitch you songs and you play gigs that you don't want to play. And a lot of times what happens with these managers are they start firing members of your band, which... Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we've had people that I won't say names, but, you know, come in and try to get the band ready for you and then get frustrated. And if somebody's late or if somebody doesn't sell enough tickets or... you know, stuff like that, don't practice as much as you expect them to practice, then you lose that bandmate, which oftentimes is you're losing a friend because you brought them into the business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's damaged.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely not.
Completely damaged.
That's right. Now, I know family is very important to you.
Yes.
Talk about the importance of having Vinny, you know, support you and, you know, help you out in your band. How important is that for you?
It's very, very important because we met when I brought him in as my drummer a few years ago. And we have that music connection, and that's really, really important to me because he's not only a musician that I work with, but my best friend. And obviously, you know, we have Jessa together. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
he's musically talented as well. I can see.
I know.
Yeah.
Baby Shark has caught her well. Yeah.
Gotta get the copyrighted before they do.
Yeah. So, yeah. And it's really cool too, to like, that becomes your family, and it's cool to make music with your family.
Definitely.
You know?
Now, coming up, who are some of your country influences?
Okay, so the ones that I chose for today are Patsy Cline, Miranda Lambert, and Kacey Musgraves, just to name a few. But, yeah, I wanted to kind of do a tribute to them. They've been big influences in my music and my writing.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Now, Bullet, if people want to call in, where do they go?
Oh, man, I just wanted to say, if they have a question or comment, please call 215-619-7366. I'll repeat, 215-619-7366.
So we're going to take a quick PSA break and be back with live music from Angel Everwood and the team.
When everything from our modern world is gone, what will matter to us most? The Simpsons!
The Monco Drama Club presents our spring production, Mr. Burns, a post-electric play, coming to the Black Box Theater in the Science Center from April 11th to the 14th. Tickets available at the box office and online. $5 for students and $10 for general admission. Hope to see you there!
Hey, Monco Radio fans! It's happening again! Alumni Broadcast 4! Airing on Saturday, April 13th, 2019. Starting at 8 a.m. all day and into the evening, hear alumni personalities from We're Radio Free Monco, known as WRFM, and Monco Radio. For more information, contact Matt Porter if wishing to participate. That's Alumni Broadcast 4. The past presented in the present, teaching everyone's future.
Hey, this is ECW original and former WWE wrestler, The Blue Meanie. And when I listen to Monco Radio, I do it the only way I can do it. I listen to Completely Damaged with RC and the Afro Ninja. Check them out. And I'm out. Meanie Dance.
And welcome back to Damaged Radio.
And if you can give us a call on 215-619-7366, I'll repeat, 215-619-7366. So, we're getting set to prepare for Angelina. And so...
That's right, Bullet. We got Angela Everwood in the house. We're going to get a live song here. So, Angela, what song are we going to be hearing today?
This is Squirrel Burn by Casey Musgraves.
All right.
You can get closer to that mic for vocals.
Live here on Mocha Radio, where music and minds meet, ladies and gentlemen. Angela, I have to ask you, what do you enjoy most about this artist?
So with Casey, I really like that She really knows how to tell a story. And I feel like with a lot of modern country pop, they kind of lose that, and it becomes so much about the production. So with her, it's just raw, it's real, it's autobiographical. She does not care if it's marketable in country. And honestly, she really didn't get as much recognition as she should have until this past year. So I've been listening to her for a long time.
Talk about the importance of telling your story and songwriting in general for you. How hard has it been?
So I love to do autobiographical stuff. It's actually harder for me to get into a song that somebody else wrote and pitched to me. Mm-hmm. I like it to be about my experience because it's like therapy for me, you know, and I tell the truth. Like, look at Leanne. Like, I called that girl out.
You did. Yes, you did.
But yeah, too, the cool thing about that is, okay, these country females in the modern country are, you know, bashing the man, and I wanted to bash the female.
Definitely. So. Hey, sometimes, just like in a pro wrestling ring, you got to handle your differences, and it's through the mic or the ring. It's all counts. Now, you know, for instance, let's talk about, like, you know, like Alanis Morissette, for instance. You know, she can get real, you know what, and then her music just turned around. I was all happy. Like, talk about, is that hard, like, for you, like, you know, to change it up sometimes when, like, you're going through something and then talk about something positive?
Yeah, it's hard because I feel like this album that we're about to record was about a lot of hard times. So now when I go and I work on my material from the first album, it's not the same person. It's not the same feeling. So it's hard for me to sing my original first material because that's not where I'm at right now.
Definitely. I can understand that because, like, you know, like Leanne, a very important song to you, now it may not be so important. But if you're going to, like, a radio station or you're going out performing, they want to hear that song.
Right.
It's hard to get into the mindset of getting mad and getting, you know, and all that again.
Yeah, totally. Because, like, that song in particular was about a situation 5 years ago, but I never got around to completing it. So it's gotcha. Hard to get back in that vibe sometimes.
Definitely. Now, Vinny, you mind stepping up to the mic?
Oh, here we go.
Sure.
Definitely. I want to ask you, man, how's everything going with Kicking Down Doors and, you know, to talk a bit about you and your band?
Well, that's not, I mean, I can speak to it because I'm in it, but, and I'm having a great time, but really Ernie's the guy over here who's the Kicking Down Doors expert, as it is his band.
Okay.
Yeah. You know? Your interpretation.
Yeah. But I think it's fantastic. I mean, for me, I've been exposed to so much being part of that. Doing stuff with Angela is very different than something like Kicking Down Doors. Kicking Down Doors is this amazing, like, amalgamation of musicians who sort of float in and out sometimes. We can play, I mean, they play duo sets where it's just him and Autumn. And then we play a show where there's literally 12 people on the stage. And they all know the music. It's insane.
That's cool.
So it's a blast. It's yeah, it's totally full Kippy Fest. I love it.
Okay. Do you have any upcoming events you guys can promote?
Actually, we didn't really do much for the winter and into the spring. I think we got something going on April.
April 6th at Archie's in Warminster.
All right, so April 6th at Archie's Big Heads in Warminster. We're going to, I think we're playing with Dean and Co. Dean and Company, yeah. That's, you know, the winter... Winters can be harsh in this area, so we tend to just kind of, like, huddle, kick back a little bit, do some recording, things of that nature.
Okay.
So there's always new stuff coming out. Ernie's got his own little studio, Little Spiders. If you need to record and you're a band and you want reasonable rates and a guy who knows what he's doing, just Google Little Spiders in, what is it, Vincenttown?
East Vincenttown.
East Vincenttown.
Phoenixville area.
Phoenixville area, and you'll find this guy.
Okay. Now, Bullet's got a question, actually, for Ernie.
Ernie, what do you enjoy most about playing the guitar?
Well, about playing the guitar specifically? Well, it's a hell of a lot of fun, especially when you find other people that you can play guitar with and teach each other some things, and then lo and behold, you look at each other and say, boy, that sounded just like Jim Croce or Fleetwood Mac or whatever, and just, you know, figuring out you can do something and it sounds good. And then you say, then you realize, hey, these were exactly where John Lennon had to put his fingers to make those sounds. And I just walked in that giant's footsteps. And that's what I like about playing guitar.
That's awesome. Now, Ernie, quick, another question for you. talk about kicking down doors. What made you start the band?
Well, I have the studio, as they said, and have bands come through. And I met Autumn during one of the sessions when she came through, Autumn Walden. And we realized that after our first couple meetings that we could write songs together. So we repeated that trick some 30 or 40 times. And then we were like, oh, boy, we sort of need a band now, don't we? So our second or third song was called Kicking Down Doors, and that became our band name.
Okay.
And so we even have a song about ourselves like the monkeys do. And,
nice. It's a good name, because you, when you come down, you want people to remember you. You're going to kick down the doors. And,
yeah.
You know,
we live up to it. You know, we've seen sound. Every time we start the set, you can see the sound man jumps out of his skin and starts frantically moving the sliders. Because we're a little more intense than he thought we were. But hey, you know.
Now,
but I love to support other musicians as well. That's another thing.
And that's the thing that is lacking so much today. Like, whether it's, you know, in the professional wrestling world, in music world, people are always out for themselves. But we need a network of people to look out for each other. And that's
community, man. Community.
That's the importance, you know?
Bruh.
Well, you know, nothing in life, whether it's the food you eat or the air you breathe, nothing came from itself. You know, everything had to come from somewhere. And if you're going to have a good music scene, you got to feed it. You know, you got to be part of it, and you got to do your job within it. And at my advanced age, my part is recording people, you know, playing some shows and helping out new artists. So
definitely,
there's an amazing new artist that I have, and I would have sent him your way. A kid just out of the blue, Jonathan Hayes, 17 years old. This kid is amazing. You know, really like an inspirational.
Okay.
Makes me wonder about these old guys who've had another 20 years.
Next,
we got to get busy, people.
Yep. Now, Bullet, if people want to call in, where do they go?
Oh, man. You know, you better call on 215-619-7366. I repeat, 215-619-7366. If you have a question or comment, you can ask Angela with some of the questions that you have in mind. She will comment on that questions.
Dynamites, we're going to take another break and come back with a live song right here on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Craig, this frat party is sick. This is my bro, Jack.
Yo, Jack, nice to meet you, man. What school do you go to?
I go to Monco, bro.
Monco?
What?
The in-state tuition and fees are less than four-year colleges, and you can take your first 2 years there.
Bro, I went to Monco last year. I just transferred.
Isn't community college bad?
Actually, Monco is ranked one of the top 25 colleges in the state. Great courses and great professors.
So, do you want a great education that is local, affordable, successful, and has a convenient and lively campus? For more information, check out nc3.edu.
Daddy, what are you doing?
I'm texting Mom to see if she wants us to pick something up on the way home.
Daddy, you know that you shouldn't text and drive.
Just one quick text. Don't worry, I'm almost done.
Daddy, look out.
Oh, whoa. That was close. I must have drifted into the other lane.
I told you, texting and driving is dangerous.
Texting and driving is against the law in Pennsylvania. Texting while driving is a distraction and can cause a serious accident. Or worse.
Don't text and drive.
We're back here live on Damage Radio, where music and minds meet on Monco Radio. I'm RC alongside Matt and The Bullet. We have Angela Everwood in the house. Angela, what's the next song we're going to be playing today?
Next song is called She's Got You, and this is by Patsy Cline.
Patsy Cline. My grandma loved her, man.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this one.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yep.
Used to be the only thing different, the only thing new.
is when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new. I've got these little things, she's got you. I've got your memory, or has it got me? I really don't know, but I know I won't let me be. I've got your class ring that proved you care, and it still looks the same as when you.
Klein, that's some serious stuff.
Thank you.
I love it.
Oh, man.
These guitars here make that though. Yeah, they sound awesome.
That's the force of having a good team.
I'm so blessed that they're here. You know, we went from no guitars to three.
Okay,
so
that's awesome. Yeah. One step higher, right, Porter?
Absolutely.
Now, before we get, Bullet has two questions. Before we get into that, what do you enjoy most about Patsy Klein and her music?
I love her tone. You know, I love her tone. It's just like beautiful and relaxing and ethereal and, you know, and that like genuine, authentic, old country sound.
Voice, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, Bull, you got a question, right?
Oh, man. So what's some of your goals you have for 2019?
I have to get this album done, Art.
That's damage.
I have to get... Oh, man. Yeah, you know, it's written. It's going to be six songs called Small Town Strong, To the Ground, Never Leave. Leanne will be on it. And I forget what the other ones were. But yeah,
it's a mystery.
There's six of them. Yeah. So
you
got
to get the CD,
song.
Right, in order to find out.
Right.
You got to buy it, guys.
Exactly. And I want to do it here. I don't want to do it in Nashville.
Yeah.
You know, which sounds crazy, but no.
This is your hometown.
Yeah.
You want the people around you to understand and appreciate what you really went through and everything, what's going on.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I want to do it here, for sure.
Awesome. Bull, you got another question, actually, for Ken in the building, right?
Yeah, Ken.
Ken, what do you enjoy most about playing a guitar? Can somebody...
Let me move this mic over here for a second. For me, I'm the neophyte of the group. Like, I started playing late in life. I was maybe 18, 19 when I picked it up. Played till my mid-20s. Then I opened a tattoo shop and didn't really understand that once you open a business, it kind of forces you to become a workaholic. Yeah. You don't really have time to just sit around and play. And my daughter came home from school with a recorder. And I had just gotten a guitar repaired because I had planned on selling it. And it was set up so good when I got it back. You know how you first hit the, like, ooh, that's kind of buttery. You know? I was like, okay. She came home, played a couple of notes. And so I just happened to have the guitar down in the shop at the time. And I picked it up and played some corresponding chords. And I saw it click in her head. You know, I got that look at her eyes. Just went, oh, wait a minute. That fits together. And so I couldn't really teach her anything about a recorder. I mean, I could barely teach her something about a guitar. But I bought her a little Daisy Rock, little starter kit to see if she liked it. And now she basically plays better than me. You know, she's ukulele, guitar, keyboard, xylophone. I'm like, what are you doing? And she's turning 13 tomorrow, by the way.
So happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's really cool.
Happy birthday.
But that kind of got me back into it. And they were looking for somebody to help fill in, so... Here I am.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And with the tattoo shop, I actually had like an idea. I don't know if it's stupid or not, but I was thinking like if once a month at his shop, we did like a tat jam and like different tattoo artists come and people that wanted tattoos. And then Kenneth and his musician friends could like rock out, you know,
That's
on a
awesome.
Friday night.
I like it. Now, Ken, where's your tattoo shop located?
It's on Keswick Avenue in Glenside. It's called Intimate Body Art Studios.
Intimate.
Oh, yep.
How long have you been
I'm
doing this
for? I'm supposed to be at work today, but I'm here playing guitar, so what are you going to do?
Opportunities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about when did you open it up?
I opened up in 2002, August of 2002. So
was that always a passion for you, or?
I was the kid who was getting kicked out of kindergarten class for sleeving out an ink pen back when they used to think that you could get ink poisoning from drawing on yourself. So, yeah, it was always something I was looking to do. Now, granted, parental units and guidance counselors and that kind of thing didn't really think it was a good career choice, but I don't know. I pay bills on it, so I feel like I do okay.
Nice. And you told us a little bit off air about you used to live in California, right?
Yes.
You did a little pro wrestling, I heard?
I wasn't pro wrestling at all. I was definitely I was a scholastic wrestler from junior high on. My dad wrestled, and so me and both of my brothers did. And, you know, I was kind of almost like a little miniature jock because I never grew past 5'5" back in the day. And now, all of a sudden, with, you know, the advent of beer and sitting around and doing nothing, as you can see, this guitar is sitting out a little further from my body than it needs to. So I think my wrestling days are over, but, you know.
Perfect spot for a guitar, right, to hide?
Hey.
That's right. Now, Bullet, if people want to call in, what's the number?
Oh, man, if you better call on the hotline, it's 215-619-7366. I repeat, 215-619-7366.
Now, Ange, before we go on a quick break, I'd ask you, since returning to the music world, what's been one of your biggest obstacles?
Balancing practicing with the baby.
Yes.
Because when I want to play, she goes, "Too loud, Mom, stop singing." Like, serious. And, you know, Vinny just got a new drum set, and she'll go, "No more drumming, Dad." So it's hard to, you know, figure that out because, you know, one minute she likes it, next minute she hates it.
Gotcha. Do you think she'll be a singer, guitar player, drummer?
I think all of the above.
Really?
Yeah.
Think she'll take a little bit of
each? She can definitely sing. Like, she's on pitch when she sings.
Really?
I think she's a little too into Taylor Swift for Vinny's liking. But I'll tell you what another challenge is when I was doing gigs and booking 2-3 years ago, all the venues that I played at and worked with are gone. Like,
really?
Gone. Dobbs, Blockley, Tin Angel, New Star. Leaf Club in Bryn Mawr, North Star. Yeah, they're all gone. So I don't even know really where to start. But there's a few coming up, like 118 North, I think, and the Met, Living Room. Right, Ernie? Living Room something. But I'll get back into it. I miss those places. And the Truck is closing now. So
you're a different place in your life now, you know, with Jessa, yeah. Vinny and everything. Do you have a different mindset going into it now, like, that you're trying to make that comeback?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really want to, like, deal with, you know, petty stuff anymore. I'm going to be helping with the booking of Ernie and Vinny's band. And now I'm at the point where, like, I don't take any crap. You know what I mean? Like, they need to sign a contract with this band before they appear, and they need to do everything that band needs.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm in a position now, being a mom, where, like, I'm going to fight for my family and friends now, you know? Like, that instinct, like, comes out. So
definitely. Well, we definitely got to give you guys a shout out and thank you for letting Andrea Nardella come up.
We had no
idea who she was, and she came up in her story. Even Matt and I were talking about the Honey Whiskey song. That hit hard. Like, and seeing her passion on her face while she's singing it, it's real.
Yeah.
And that's what we want as musicians, as watching professional wrestling. We want real. We want to watch everything, you know?
Yeah, and I met her because I went with Vinny to see Ernie and Autumn do Midnight Mountain Music Festival.
Okay.
And I met her because Jessa ran, like, right up to her. She was holding Jessa, so then we got to talking. Yeah, she's very talented and very nice.
Awesome. Now, what's the next song we're going to be singing?
Airstream Song by Miranda Lambert.
All right, well, let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with...
It's such a nice day. I'm happy to be outside. What is that smell? It's my neighbor's stinky cigar. Why are you smoking that stinky cigar?
I like my stinky cigar. Yep.
You know smoking is bad, and I don't want to smell it.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Smoking is a highly addictive habit that can easily become a lifelong addiction and can cause long-term health problems for you and those around you.
And it stinks. Stop smoking.
Hey, it's not snowing anymore. I don't have to sign up for text messages.
But Monco text messages aren't just for snow.
What else are they for, then?
In case of any emergency or weather-related closing.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm in the loop all the time. All you have to do is sign up.
Where at?
At mc3.edu/txt, and it's very simple to sign up.
Text messaging from Monco isn't just for snow.
mc3.edu/txt.
We're back here live, Damage fans, on Damage Radio, where music reminds me on the Monco radio station. We've got to hear another song right now from Angela Everwood and the team. So, guys, take it away. Before we get into another question, I gotta give a special birthday shout out to Madison. Matt, how old is Madison now?
He's gonna be 14 on
Saturday. Happy birthday, Madison, from One Direction. Woo! I'll never forget.
Happy birthday.
Matt did a video for Madison, a One Direction video. And, hey, it's your birthday, Madison. Happy birthday. Thank you ever so much. That cracked me up. Matt, you think she would enjoy that now if you gave it to her?
Yeah.
Unless it was My Chemical Romance,
My
maybe,
Chemical
right?
Romance.
That's her band now. That's our band now, yep.
That's awesome.
So, Angela, what do you like most about this artist?
Oh, gosh.
Miranda.
Oh, man.
Nothing like, Ange.
I know. I know probably almost all of her songs. Years ago, she was on a country reality competition called Nashville Star. I think it was only around for like a couple of years.
They tried kind to reboot it, but it failed again.
Yeah, they tried to redo it, kind of like an American Idol, but for country.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I heard her. And she had a song called Greybound Bus to Nowhere, something like that.
Okay. Greyhound Bus.
Greyhound. Greyhound.
Look at Vinny with the knowledge.
I know. I don't know. But that was cool. And then I like that when she put out the album Kerosene, she was young, but she was like the bad, you know, the bad one, compared to like Carrie Underwood. And then they started working together, which was really cool. But fun fact, a lot of Miranda's early material was written by Kacey Musgraves. So really? I think that's also part of why I like it so much.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I actually, I don't want to admit it, but I've actually listened to a lot of 92.5 country. I'm actually in the country. My wife's not happy. My wife is not happy at all.
Oh, come on, Lindsay.
But like, you know, the Darius Rucker, and he has a song with, I think, Keith Urban, is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been listening to that song, and I have Art listen to it, and I don't know if Art hates me now because we listen to that, listen to country, but, you know, we've been listening to it, and I like it, Miss.
I like it, too.
Really cool. Yeah. Right, Art?
Yeah. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Josh Shunoff, and he was right there next door, and I didn't see that coming, and that's damaged.
That's right. Every month, you see here live, someone says Shunoff in the Advanced Technology Center doing his show on Fight TV, and, you know, big things are happening for a lot of people around here. Matt, I think you're going to a concert on Friday, right?
That's the truth.
Well, what concert is it? Got the best kiss, man. This is their final farewell?
Now, look, until they're in the ground or I'm in the ground, there's always more shows.
That's right, but they got that. Make sure you guys listen to the Kiss Room once a month live here on MonkaRadio.com. And I think we got another song coming out, right?
Yeah, Ernie's going to do one.
Ernie's going to do a song? So, yeah. All right, if people want to call in, what's that number again?
Oh, man. It's you better call on the hotline. This is your last chance. It's called... The number is 215-619-7366. I repeat, 215-619-7366. If you have a question, call a question or comment, I will be glad to answer them.
But you can call after the song's over if you like, so take a quick break and we'll be right back with a song with Ernie. All
right. I thought you were going to go right to me. I'm like, okay. So yeah, play a little... I got my red gloves on, gonna take you home, cause I'm fighting the blues. At my knee, and the cat touching at my hand. When I call one side of you, I know just where I stand. I'm fighting the blues since I saw you on the news. And your dirty wife Peter turned me into the leader of fighting the blues. My band isn't with me. Who cares, right, Benny? Right. All right. Cool.
All right,
got it.
Nice. Kicking down doors, guys. If people want to find more information about where did they go?
That was on the air.
Yep. It's on the air live. Yep.
I thought that was practicing.
Hey, you guys got it. If people want to find more information about you guys, where did they go?
KickingDownDoorsBand.com.
Okay.
Very nice. On YouTube and Facebook, ask Kicking Down.
On YouTube, they have a lot of really cool material because Ernie sets up like 7 GoPros, and then like they have all these angles. Yeah, he's really cool with that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, Angie, if people want to get more information about you, where do they go?
Oh, I don't even know. I don't have a website anymore. Oh, but it will happen. AngelaEverwood.com will come back. But if you go to ReverbNation.com/AngelaEverwood, you can get like 5 of the originals that I did in Nashville. They're on there.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Now, guys, you can go to completelydamaged.net, and you guys can get new shirts. We got with the Redbubble. You guys can get a completely damaged, like a legit completely damaged shirt that's not centered, or you guys can get to the real deal, you know, Holyfield. But, yeah, you go there, guys. We got a whole bunch of cool stuff on there. We got stuff to hang on the wall. We got pillows. We got cups. You name it. It's damaged. I can guarantee it. You know, and Podomatic.com, you listen back to the show. Right, Art?
Yeah, you know, I wore that shirt last week, and because that reminds me, I graduated from high school 5 years ago.
Yeah, and I wasn't damaged, man. You did it, man. The real deal. That's right. Now, Ange, do you have any other songs you'd like to play?
We could do Sky.
Let's do Sky, yeah.
I just need like a minute, and I'll feel kind of thin.
I guess we'll take a quick break and come back with Sky live here on Monka Radio, where music
and our modern world is gone. What will matter to us most? The Simpsons!
The The Monco Drama Club presents our spring production, Mr. Burns, a post-electric play, coming to the Black Box Theater in the Science Center from April 11th to the 14th. Tickets available at the box office and online. $5 for students and $10 for general admission. Hope to see you there.
Hey, Monco Radio fans, it's happening again. Alumni Broadcast 4. Airing on Saturday, April 13th, 2019. Starting at 8 a.m. all day and into the evening, hear alumni personalities from We're Radio Free Monco, known as WRFM, and Monco Radio. For more information, contact Matt Porter if wishing to participate. That's Alumni Broadcast 4. The past presented in the present, teaching everyone's future.
Damage fans, we are back here live on Monco Radio, where music reminds me. You know me, I'm RC, along Matt and the Bullet, and we're about to hear another song from Angela Everwood, and let's get right down to it.
Yeah, this is an original. It's called Sky. You're not by my side, I'm alone, I don't know what to do. Like you're gone. Desperation shows truth. Baby, come back to me. I'm so lonely. Don't know how to do this, I don't know how to be this baby.
And sounds awesome.
It's so hard to sing this early. I know.
I can only imagine. Yeah. Now, talk a bit about that song.
So that one is pretty cool to me because that is the first song, believe it or not, that's the only song I've ever written to guitar. Hmm. I do all of my writing by ear.
Okay.
Or with like other people playing guitar.
Right.
So that's why it's special to me.
Nice. Now, who are some artists that you hope to work with in the future?
Oh, like local or like...
Local, dreaming, you know, like whatever. Yeah,
obviously, that you think your voice would...
Boy Wonder. And...
I can't. Andrea, for sure. Mm-hmm. And Autumn, who's the other lead of Kicking Down Doors. I would love to do a duet with her, man. She is a powerhouse.
Nice, nice.
She's awesome. Yeah. And then, obviously, Taylor Swift and...
I bet Vinny will be front row for that one, right?
Oh, I know, right?
Yep. Holding up and saying, trying to grab something.
Always here to support my girl, Cam.
That's right.
Hey. I'm in it, buddy. Taylor Swift or whatever. I'm there.
I love it. Hey, sounds like a recording of my life.
Yeah. But you know who else would be cool? Ellie Goulding. I like her a lot. I've been getting into her stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe some Ed Sheeran. Okay. Brad Paisley. Yeah. So.
That'd be cool. Hey. Yeah. Never know, right?
But yeah, I wanted to do the tribute today to female artists, because there's I call it bro country right now. There's a lot of bro country going on. Like, you know, when you listen to 92.5.
Too much, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's all male. So
It's whiskey and heartbreak and,
Yep.
Don't forget about songs. There's songs about T-shirts.
Thomas Ray, you know, my T-shirt. Yeah, that song, so.
Now, there is nothing wrong with whiskey, just to, you know.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I love honey whiskey.
And T-shirts.
And T-shirts, too, so.
We love.
That's my favorite. Whiskey is short.
That's a good bandy, right? Whiskey and T-shirts.
Well, that's my favorite drink, whiskey, so.
Whiskey heartbreak.
I hear you.
You know, the funny thing is, when I was in the Masonic Lodge up in Collegeville, PA, last year they made a T-shirt that looks like Jack Daniel's whiskey.
Hey,
and that's what happened. And this year they made a change.
That'll definitely sell. I'll sell. But I'd like to thank Angela, Ernie, Vinny, and Ken for coming in the building here on Monka Radio, guys. Always a pleasure.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for listening in.
Yeah, definitely appreciate it. You can always listen to the replay.
Yep. Yeah, and hopefully you'll get Bill Burley up here.
Love to.
I hope.
Love to. So, we tried before in the snow.
Yeah, the snowstorm, yeah.
I think we're done with the snow finally. And
don't jinx it, Cameron. Come on.
Spring is hot here.
Maybe next time I come back, we'll do like a tribute to Gloria Day. We can do church music.
I love it. That sounds
good. That's a good idea.
There you go.
We'll get the whole praise band in here.
Yeah. That sounds good, yeah. And outside the window, too, all live here. So, guys, remember, listen to Damage Radio. Go to completelydamaged.net. Follow Angela Everwood on Facebook, on YouTube, and follow Kicking Down Doors and making big waves. And all right, remember, don't keep it nice and neat. You got to keep it what?
Yeah.
Keep it perfect.
I'm very thankful for these guys to play with me today. So, thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming in, guys. And remember, stay tuned to more Monka Radio, where music reminds me. Completely damaged, right?
Completely damaged.
There you go, bud.
Completely damaged!
Did you know that 1 in 12 college students makes a suicide plan, and for every suicide, there have actually been 25 other attempts? Did you know that suicide is the second leading cause of death among 20 to 24-year-olds? But with help comes hope. You are not alone. If you or a friend is considering suicide, talk to someone. Call the National Suicide Hotline today at 1-800-273-8255. This important public service message is brought to you by Montgomery County's Suicide Prevention Task Force and Monka Radio.